insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قالوا نعبد أصناما فنظل لها عاكفين.
They said, we worship idols and remain to them devoted.
قال هل يسمعونكم إذ تدعون.
He said, do they hear you when you supplicate?
أو ينفعونكم أو يضرون.
Or do they benefit you, or do they harm?
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 72nd verse of chapter Shu'ara. قَالَ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ. The 73rd one as well. أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. Said Prophet Abraham, do they hear you when you call? Or do they profit you or harm you? As you may have been previously with us, dear listeners, the Holy Quran in its 26th chapter, chapter Shu'ara, starts consoling his prophet more by mentioning the story of Prophet Abraham and his invitation of the pagans to monotheism. So when he started his invitation, he first referred to his close ones, his kinship, and he started asking them questions. مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. In answer to that, they said, we worship idols and we are ever devoted unto them. This fact means that all human beings are in true need of worship. If you guide them, if you show them the right path and where they should point this worship to, they will be guided. They will be reaching salvation. But if you do not introduce the true God, if they do not find the true God, the absolute cause of the universe, they will resort to some other things to worship. In this case, the statues made of gold and silver and wood and other things. And they worshipped it and they considered it a symbol of their venerable and sacred things. Anyway, Prophet Abraham responds their answer with a question. قَالَ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ. These things you worship, do they hear you when you call them? أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. Or do they profit you or harm you when you worship them, when you talk to them? Is that beneficial for you? Is that harmful for you? Do they do anything at all? The first step of the invitation is that you start with logical arguments. Prophet Abraham did this. He started with logic. هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ. This is a very logical argument. The thing you are worshipping must be giving you some benefits. or must be repelling some damage and harm from you. If it's no use for you to worship, then what kind of a symbol is this? So, in this method of propagation as well, we see that Prophet Abraham is awakening the consciences more by asking questions, because man by nature is worshiper, and if he does not adorn the right, he tends to wrong. Prophet Abraham is trying to introduce to them what they should be worshipping.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So, continuing the story of Prophet Abraham, the Holy Quran is referring to some matters of history, and it does not refer to the number, name, or time of the event. But it is stating the instructive points and contents and message of the story. So, Prophet Abraham started with the most important evil they were committing, which was associating something with Allah. And Prophet Abraham started with logic and reasoning as the first step of the propagation. He used some clear and understandable reasonings confronting those ordinary people. This Prophet Abraham could have used some more complicated words and phrases, but this is the most simple form of reasoning. هل يسمعونكم أو ينفعونكم أو يضرون? Do they hear you? Do they profit you? Do they harm you? This is the easiest way possible to remind someone to awaken the consciences of the people by asking questions. Anyway, Prophet Abraham, using these two verses, heard their words and protested them. He condemned them by means of two severe logical sentences. قَالَ هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ? Do they hear you when you call them? And he continued, أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ? Or do they profit you or harm? The least thing that is necessary to be found in the object of worship is that the deity hears the calls of its worshippers and hastens to help him in his difficulties. Or there would be at least a kind of fear from opposition with its command. But these idols they were worshipping, they had nothing. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fixed.